Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So yesterday we find out that Russell Wilson stopped by New Jersey and had a nice little chat. Let me tell you something. Russell Wilson needs to play in New York. There is no doubt about it. He needs to be playing at MetLife next year. But as a backup quarterback, not to Daniel Jones, but to Aaron Rodgers, it makes so much sense. If Russell Wilson is going to back up a quarterback at MetLife, it should not be for Daniel Jones. It is 100% for Aaron Rodgers. Daniel Jones is a quarterback that needs to play as many snaps as possible. Doesn't need another quarterback who wants to get shine, who's won a Super Bowl before, has done it before. He doesn't need any type of distraction. Daniel Jones needs to play as much as possible. And you could draft a quarterback late. You could bring in Tommy DeVito to spell Daniel Jones if and when he gets hurt. But Russell Wilson needs to play for a team that actually has a chance to win. And that is the New York Jets. The Jets have an opportunity to win. Aaron Rodgers is hell-bent on coming back, but we don't know how good he's going to be. We don't. We don't know if he's going to be able to last a full season. He barely lasted four snaps last year. It makes sense for Russell Wilson to come in. And now, what does that mean? Because we all know, well, he can't play for the Jets because Nathaniel Hackett's here. Guess what? It is time to grow up. It is time to stop placating to Aaron Rodgers. It is time to make the best decisions for the organization. It starts with getting rid of Nathaniel Hackett. If Russell Wilson and Nathaniel Hackett can't work together, Nathaniel Hackett needs to go. Because guess what? Last year, Nathaniel Hackett couldn't get it to work with anybody else besides Aaron Rodgers. And even with Rodgers, it wasn't perfect. During the preseason, you heard Rodgers and Hackett kind of go at it. Didn't like the play calls. Shook his head during the regular season games when Aaron Rodgers was on the sideline. Shook his head after play calls were being made because he didn't like the calls. So we're sitting here and talking that Russell Wilson can't be even talked about with the Jets universe because Nathaniel Hackett's here and we know they don't work together. Nathaniel Hackett doesn't work. Nathaniel Hackett is the problem. He's the first person that they got to move on from. You bring in Russell Wilson because he is exactly what you were looking for last year. He's going to come in cheap. He's made his money. And guess what? If and when Aaron Rodgers can't play, he is a more than suitable backup quarterback. Hell, he probably could start for another team next year if he wanted to, which is why he's in Pittsburgh right now. But if the Jets are smart, they make the phone call. And then guess what you could do on top of that? If you wanted to keep Zach Wilson because they, for whatever reason, have the biggest you-know-what for the guy, the love fest for Zach Wilson, maybe you keep him around. And now he gets to learn from Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson. And if something happens to Aaron Rodgers, you don't have to put Zach Wilson in a freaking game. I mean, it's not brain surgery. This is keep it simple, stupid. This is the most obvious thing for the Jets to do in the offseason where so far they've constantly screwed things up. They continuously find ways to make their team worse and undesirable. They're keeping a head coach who doesn't know his ass from his elbow. Joe Douglas, the GM, who basically was desperate, full desperation mode, brought in Aaron Rodgers. You have an offensive coordinator who got fired from his head coaching job less than a year into it. The offense doesn't work, but you can actually progress in the right direction. You could actually make moves to go in the right direction. And you know what? If Aaron Rodgers doesn't like Russell Wilson on his back trying to get on the field, play well. Play healthy. Be on the field. I'm tired of catering to one player who guess what? Has won us absolutely nothing. All he won was a stupid award from his teammates for being the most valuable player for doing nothing but, quote-unquote, motivating them to win 7 games. It is complete stupidity, I guess, that the Jets are going to let another no-brainer move slip right out of their fingers. He was here. He was in New Jersey. And they didn't even bother calling him. They didn't bother talking to him. Woody Johnson is too busy, you know, doing other things, trying to get another governmental job, than actually fixing this team. It is so frustrating. 877-337-6666. Pete Hoffman with you on the Fan. You can always hit me up at Hoff WFAN. Russell Wilson does not need to back up Daniel Jones. Russell Wilson needs to back up Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets. And that will start the trend upwards to success. 877-337-6666. Let's get to the phone calls. Charlie and Bethpage. What's up, Charlie?
Hoff, my man.
What's
I'm
up?
All in. My chips are in with you. When you started off like this, I love it because I mentioned this to friends of mine the other night after a few Coronas and tequilas.
Well,
BK
Charlie, the difference is I'm completely sober right now, so I'm not really sure
not
who's
work.
Worse.
I'm at work. I'm leaving work in a little bit, but I wish I was out right now. But this was a talk the other night, and the guy said, Charlie, he'll never be a backup. I said, why not? And Denver will be paying the salary. It's a no-brainer. I don't know if he's...
Charlie, let me ask you a question, though. Like, who said he's never going to be backup? He stopped by the Giants to talk things over. Daniel Jones is going to be the quarterback of the New York Giants next year. That there's no ifs, ands, or buts. Like, 2024, the opening day starter is Daniel Jones. Russell Wilson, if he's on the Giants, he's a backup quarterback. So why not be a backup quarterback for a possible winner in the Jets?
Without a doubt. And listen, after last year in that Monday night game, I still get nightmares on that. Four plays into the season, and that kind of injury and that quick rehab he did, who knows what's going to happen? He might be down after two plays this year. Who knows? I hope not.
Listen, Charlie, you hope not. I mean, please, we don't want injury. We don't. We want a healthy Aaron Rodgers as long as possible, but you actually have to prepare. Come on.
Without a doubt, but when you said that, after the release the other day, I mentioned it to my friends, and they were laughing at me, and I said, well, it's a no-brainer, because they're not costing them anything, but, you know, typical Jets, we can't get a good coach that we're out there, and they can't get a good backup. I mean, having Zach Wilson last year, and Boyle, I mean, it couldn't get any worse last year, so bringing a guy who could play the position, Russell Wilson can play the position, and that would be a great start and get me pumped up again for next year's Jets season.
No question. We're sitting over here, you know, the Jets are trying to figure out ways to trade for top-end wide receivers who are unavailable, like Devontae Adams. We're trying to trade for. He's unavailable. T. Higgins just got franchise tagged. You know, Mike Evans just got re-signed. He's got an extension. Like, Jets are trying to figure out how to bring in a top-end wide receiver to go with Garrett Wilson. The reality is they just need a quarterback on the field, for crying out loud. That's the first step, someone that's reliable. Aaron Rodgers, if you want to rely on him, that's fine, but now you have to make a commitment to backing up Aaron Rodgers in case the worst possible scenario takes place. And guess what? It already happened. It could happen again because it's the Jets! It's the Jets. It's not somebody else. It's not the Patriots. It's not the Bills. It's not the Cowboys. It's the Jets. Of course Aaron Rodgers can get hurt again. He might actually not make the beginning of the season. He may get hurt this time in practice. In a preseason game. So please, like, you gotta do whatever to bring in somebody that's competent. And here's the thing: is we're gonna talk about all season long about off season long about what backup quarterbacks the Jets could actually bring in to be suitable. You know, I know Brian Hoyer got cut from the Raiders. Oh, maybe we'll bring in Brian Hoyer. You know, I talked about Derek Carr all last year, all this stuff. He was sucked too. Like, let us get somebody who even last year with a terrible Denver Broncos team, he actually put up points. He looked good at times. I understand Sean Payton was tired of him. He cost too much money. It was a terrible trade. But, my God, if there's going to be a quarterback that actually can play, it's Russell Wilson.
Without a doubt. And listen, if we had Wilson I hate to go back to last year, but when he went down and Wilson was the backup last year, we're a playoff team. We're getting to the playoffs.
We had Tim Boyle last year, Charlie. Timmy freaking Boyle. That's
well, you
who
heard
was
my
going
rant
in.
You heard my rants in the midday about the quarterback situation.
Yeah, it was terrible. It was terrible.
You know, so we got to learn from the mistakes. We make mistakes as a Jet organization. Please, can you learn from your mistakes?
Charlie, I am begging. And thanks so much for a phone call. Let's get to Ed in Middletown. Ed, what's going on?
I'm sorry.
What are you sorry about?
All night? So, no, because I've been listening to you. And I was like, I'm not going to call the fan. I'd call the fan at 12 o'clock at night after I've been drinking.
Oh.
But I'm hearing your take about Russell Wilson.
Yes.
Are you? I don't care. By the way, I'm a Giants fan. I'm not a Jets fan. And by the way, I kind of feel bad for the Jets because I have a lot of friends who are Jets fans. You can't bring in Russell Wilson to any New York team.
Why not?
Listen, Ed. Are you a Jet fan, Pete?
I'm a Jet fan. I feel bad for myself.
All right. All I'm saying is sometimes, you know, when people talk to you and you're like, oh, no, you don't know what you're talking about, whatever. As a Giant fan to a Jet fan, and I love you guys because, you know, we suck just as much as you guys suck.
Oh, thank you. It's a big old suck fest going on here.
It is. New York sports is horrible. I'm hoping the Knicks do good. I'm hoping the Rangers do good. But
I'll get to the Rangers a little bit because I am furious at Chris Jury.
But what I'm telling you is, Russell, I'm just going to repeat back to you. Because sometimes, you know, you say things or people say things, they don't think about it.
Okay.
Russell Wilson.
Yes.
What are you cooking, Russell? You haven't cooked anything. You've been horrible. You are on a team that when Sean Payton got there, they were amazing. And Sean Payton's first thing was to pay, what did he pay, $47 million or something close to that, to get rid of
him.
Yeah,
well, because they saw.
Hold on.
Yeah,
so
okay.
You want to take that cancer, and put it on the Jets. You guys have a good foundation. You have a horrible coach.
Terrible Sala. Coach. He's probably worse than horrible. Worst of all time.
And then you're going to take Sala, right? So let's say Aaron Rodgers, who was supposed to be your coach this year, right? Let's get real here. That was your offensive coordinator this year.
Yeah, he's terrible.
You're going to give Russell Wilson.
Yes.
Did you watch? So one of my closest friends lives in Denver. I've gone and seen Bronco games with him. And I know what Russell Wilson does with no one. Sean Payton was the one that made him even remotely successful.
By the way, last year he played with how many good offensive weapons? Because I know Judy is supposed to be good, but he's overrated, and he gets very disinterested in playing football, period, end of story. Was it Patrick again, who just cannot stay healthy and always gets hurt? Cortland Sutton was the only other wide receiver on that team. I mean, who was Russell Wilson playing with?
Hold on. But you're asking, like, the talent is that's what held Russell Wilson back? Listen, when you get paid that much money, Russell, remember, are you a Mets fan also? Remember A-Rod with, like, plus, it was the Mets plus A-Rod?
Ed, are you trying to give me heart palpitations on the air? Yes, I'm a Mets fan. Listen, and yes, I remember.
Yes, Russell Wilson is A-Rod talking about the Mets plus one. Russell
Let Russ cook.
He's done.
Russ cook at MetLife for
he's
the
not
Jets.
Cooking anything. He can't cook.
That's not true. He did.
He
cooked last year for a little bit.
With who?
Right. The team was terrible.
That was Sean Payton.
Fine, it's Sean Payton. But the reasons why he stopped playing quarterback was not because he couldn't finish the season out. Oh. It's because they didn't want to give him his money. They didn't want him to reach certain benchmarks.
All I'm begging you, I hope the Giants don't touch him because I'm a Giant fan. But as a Giant fan to a Jets fan, I just hope you listen to this. And remember,
I should listen back to this.
Russell Wilson is not a chef. He threw an interception when they should have handed the ball off for a touchdown. Let's all get real here.
Oh,
right?
But that was the play call. You're going to put that all on Russ?
Russ is not a chef. Come on. Listen.
Ed, what were you drinking today, out of curiosity?
Let's get Alex Smith back. I would take any. Russ is gone.
Ed, as a Jets fan. On a serious question, I just wanted, what were you having tonight? What was the drink of choice?
I was doing old fashions.
Ooh.
I'm 47 years old. I had a hard week at work. We went to three different places, had multiple meals. Like, listen, I'm an old school guy. Give me some bourbon, mix in some things with it, and I'm good.
All right.
And I probably had about six. I'm not going to lie to you. And even after
we don't
lie.
Hey, listen, Ed, we're men. We don't lie to each other, man. What's that?
Russell Wilson should not be near the Giants. I would shoot myself if Russell Wilson is on the Giants. I'm already
depressed. Ed, we're not here to incorporate violence into our lives.
You guys have a core.
Yeah, we have a core. But last year, the core went dead quick because there was no one steering the ship. Because, Saleh's a bad coach. Guess what? Next year, if Aaron Rodgers gets hurt again, who's going to steer the ship? It's not Robert Saleh. It's the backup quarterback. If it was Russell Wilson, I trust that more than anything else out there. I don't trust anybody on that team right now. There's no one else that can steer the ship, Ed. That's the problem.
Pete, I love you.
Oh, I love you too.
But
thank you.
At the same time, I need you to remember, you said that Russell Wilson is going to save the Jets if Aaron Rodgers goes down. I need you to remember this at the end of next year.
Yes.
I need you to remember this call. That's all I'm saying.
And I will never forget you. Done?
Pete, I love you.
Oh, I love you too. Okay. And take care, buddy. Thank you so much. Just be safe. We don't want any harm, no violence. No, not like that at all. 877-337-6666. Chase Mariota, we'll get to you after the break. Russell Wilson needs to be a quarterback in New York next year, and it's not for the Giants. It's not backing up Daniel Jones. It's backing up Aaron Rodgers. It makes too much sense. We will get more into that, plus another lackluster trade deadline for a New York local team, and what is wrong with boxing? I'll get into that and more. 877-337-6666. Pete Hoffman with you on The Fan. Hit me up at Hoff, WFAN.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.